welcome to 3 from the 7, Relix's weekly news podcast, chronicling three of our biggest news stories from the last 7 days. I am Raf Kenny Sincotta. I am the associate editor of Relix Magazine. I am joined via satellite, as always, by my compatriot, my sister in arms. If I went to war, she'd be a buddy. If I went to a cotillion ball, she'd be my date. Karina Reichman.
Yes. I like all of those things. I'm ready for all of it. Let's go. Let's just do it.
I thought I was lost there for a second, but I found it. So I think I did okay.
No, I think you're right in the pocket with that. I mean, if I were to say, I think you hit it right on the head. Hi, Raf.
Hello,
how are
Karina.
You?
I'm well. If you can hear a certain relaxed tone in my voice, we are recording early in the week. We're recording on a Sunday evening. Because your girl's taking a staycation next week. You know,
you guys, this is huge for Raf.
It is huge. It is truly huge. I am planning
on... Tell them how huge.
It's major. I am not looking at a screen for what's going to be like 6 or 7 days. And I am getting... I mentioned it, I think, last week on the podcast. But I am getting over a ton of sand shipped to my home and turning my backyard into a beach. And people think this is, like, ridiculous. Sand is wildly cheap, Karina. It was, like, $100 to get, like, over a ton of sand.
Oh, I have no doubt. I think it's great. I think it's amazing. I think the bigger question is, how are you going to get rid of the sand? But that's, you know, you'll cross that bridge when you come to it, when you're done sipping Mai Tais.
Yeah, don't say that too loudly, because that is also my mother's concern. I am living at home with my mom. She has a backyard, which I don't have in Brooklyn. And that's what she keeps asking me. How are we getting rid of it? And I kind of am brushing it to the side. I'm like, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But
I think it's all great. I think it's gravy. You're going to sip Mai Tais in your backyard, toes in the sand, hopefully full-blown tanning every day, no screen. I couldn't be more excited for you to get away from the screen, because if there's one thing that during this time I've enjoyed is, you know, not looking at screens. It's been great. So yeah, I'm very stoked for you. I'm very stoked. This is a good thing. And I, you know, never miss a Sunday podcast, y'all.
It's true.
This is big.
It is major. It's pretty big. I'm very excited. So I appreciate everybody kind of bearing with us with a Sunday afternoon edition, which means that we're kind of foraying away from our normal format. There will not be three stories of the day, but instead we're going to field some listener mail and also maybe talk a little bit about our summer plans, Karina. So
I like it.
Before we dive into it, I mean, people have already heard that I've done this insane thing with this disposable $100 of mine. What are your plans for the summer, Karina? It's the 21st of June. I mean, the solstice is upon us. What are you gonna do?
Happy solstice, dude.
Happy solstice.
Well, I'm telling you, I've been very, you know, lucky to be surrounded by my very best friends, my boyfriend, the whole nine. We are the quarantine commune up here in Rhinebeck, New York, and you know, I've lived here at my friend's parents' house for 3 months. Which is really something to behold, and they've been so amazing, and, you know, we're just, we're still out here, Raf, we are just straight up still out here, but making periodic dips into the city now as things begin to open up, and the numbers continue to go down in our great state of New York, and, including the city of New York, we're feeling, more and more comfortable, you know, and so my basic plan is to stay up here, and, you know, periodically dip down to, you know, basically record with my band, play with my band, do, you know, various things of that sort. I got plans for the week after 4th of July weekend. I will be down in the city and recording 2 singles with my fellas, Adam November and Chris Corsico, my OG Karina Reichman band. And I'm really looking forward to doing that. And then probably coming back up here. I've become very naturey, and I'm enjoying it. And, you know, I feel very lucky to have the option and such great pockets of friends to share it all with. And actually, this week, my parents, who have been, you know, our hardcore New Yorkers, have been in their apartment for the past 3 months under lockdown. We're going to go get them. We're going to put them in the Jeep, and we're going to bring them up here, and they're going to spend a few nights and days up here, and it's actually my dad's birthday on Wednesday.
Wow.
So we are all going to celebrate family style up here, and it's a very cool prospect, and I'm really looking forward to it. So, yeah, that's my plan.
It's a Reichman family reunion. You love to see it. And you heard it here first. 2 Karina Reichman singles coming at you real soon. Very exciting.
It's so funny, Raf, not to digress into my own personal affairs here.
Please
but,
do,
you know,
please do, please do.
Quite literally the week after COVID hit and, you know, we fled the city on March 13th. That's a Friday. The following week, I had this recording session planned and it was going to get filmed and be, and I can't even divulge this whole other thing for what it was filmed for. I'm going to spare our dear listeners this little juicy tidbit. But long story short, was going into the studio to record these two tunes that I'm very excited to share with the world. And I was also, there was a whole other thing. Anyway, there's a lot that's about to kind of come back to fruition, if you will, that basically got paused. So it's a very, very heady experience to, like, you know, you feel like, oh yeah, you know, March 16th, I'll be there, guys. And then you're like, oh shit, here we are. Cool. See you on July 7th for that thing that we were going to do 3 months ago. Anyway, it feels pretty interesting and amazing to, you know, be in a place in our great state where people are comfortable, you know, kind of cracking the door open and doing select, you know, activities of this sort in a very safe and measured way. So I'm very excited to hit the unpause button. Let's go. I'm rearing, itching to go. I've been fun employed. I've been retired up here. I'm ready to put my fucking, you know, pedal to the metal, grind it out. Let's go. And yeah, that's how I'm feeling.
Dusting off the road case. You're ready to go.
That's me. That's me. And what about you, Raf? Enough about me. What about you? What are your plans? What are your aspirations? Do you have any clarity on the future at this point? None of us do.
Well, like that's the real truth of it. New York is slowly but surely opening up a little bit. So I hope to hopefully, you know, go to a restaurant maybe on an outdoor setting, you know? I'm a bit of a scaredy cat. Karina knows this. But I've been slowly but surely, I've seen a couple friends I haven't seen in a while. This beach week thing has been a huge kind of distraction from the insanity of the world, which I'm very much looking forward to. And I will definitely try and post a picture or two on social media about it.
Yes.
But
yes.
This actually leads perfectly into our first fan question, Karina. Because
tell me.
So our listeners have sent in a bunch of different email questions to us, you know, through social media, through our email, raffandkarina@gmail.com. We have two questions from a young man named Ben. The first one, which is what we're talking about right now, Karina, is what have been some silver linings for you of the quarantine experience?
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll go first. This basically is kind of what I'm segueing in, into anyway. One of which is this beach week thing I'm doing with my family. It was a crazy idea because, you know, me and my brother and a bunch of our friends were going to Atlantic City for fish, and that completely got scrapped, and we pretty much can't go anywhere currently. I can't see myself getting on an airplane anytime soon. So we concocted this wild idea of getting a ton of sand, and we're doing lights, and I bought a huge inflatable pool and tiki torches and all that fun stuff. So I'm very excited about that. That's a silver lining, to be able to, you know, birth this crazy idea. Another silver lining is a very close gentleman friend of mine is now back on Long Island. So the two of us have, we did 2 weeks and we've been together probably for the last, God, month or so.
Yes.
So basically my little bubble of my house and his little bubble of his house are kind of joint quarantining now. You know, I go to his place, he comes to my place, and us and our families don't see anyone else. So I'm absolutely crazy about him. He's from Long Island, but lives in San Francisco, but quarantine brought him home. So that's a silver lining for me. Someone I was kind of long distance seeing, I now get to see every day. So that's certainly a silver lining for me. It makes me smile when I think about him, and he's very, very nice. So I'm very excited about that. So what about you? Oh, and the last silver lining thing I'll say is that my Spotify playlist game has never been stronger. My God, I am all about it. I know I'm no Karina. Karina certainly is like the master of the Spotify playlist, but
No.
You get, I change the images. I have certain images for certain playlists, and you know, it's amazing. I love it so much, and it's really just for me. Like, I give it to my friends sometimes, but I just love a good Spotify playlist for driving.
That's huge.
For, you know, any mood I have one. So Karina,
I love that.
I toss it over to you. What are some of your silver linings of the quarantine?
Well, first of all, I mean, I hope all of our listeners are applauding and tearfully, jubilated by this wonderful news, Raf. This is all beautiful. I think those are phenomenal silver linings, and you should be wildly stoked about the whole thing. I think that's great.
Thank you.
No, thank you. So for me, I mean, it's been a kind of, an incredibly unique time because I am born and raised in Manhattan. And other than, the 100 plus shows I play a year for the last 4 years or whatever, I have never lived in a house or like a, anything other than an apartment. You know what I mean? I've never lived outside of Manhattan my entire life. So these past 3 months where I've been in the Hudson Valley in a home with all of my dearest friends who are all musically inclined or great cooks, we like to laugh our asses off. We all love watching movies and TV and all that stuff. It's been an amazing kind of, even though of course what's going on in the outside world is horrifying and, it's tough to kind of reconcile that with the kind of amazing time I've been personally having. I've become a nature girl. That was never the case before. I am now, killing my own spiders as opposed to having somebody else do it for me. We're going on hikes. I used to be like, hiking? Are you fucking kidding me? I'm not going to hike. What do you mean? Are you going to hike now? Your girl, I can't get enough of it. I got an app. Shout out to the All Trails app. All my hikers out there, you know what I'm saying. And if you don't, get on it because it's the coolest shit ever. And I've been running every day. I'm not a runner. Like, sure, I used to go to the gym in New York, but, like, I'm an elliptical girl. Now, here, there are no machines, so I'm just pounding the pavement every day. I'm swimming. It used to be 22 laps a day, and one lap being, like, there and back, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what I count as one. Now, you just hit the timer for 27 minutes, and then just swim your ass off as much as you can. So, it's been a huge silver lining of just, like, like I said, it's just a big pause on the reality of my life where I could never sit still. I've never, this is the most still and not traveling or in transit I've been in absolutely years and, since high school. And even then, I feel like I was in transit. So this is, it's a unique thing. And it's pretty amazing that mentally, I kind of made a shift real quick to be like, okay, this is what it is. Meaning you're not going to be able to change the way the world is right now. And you shouldn't be upset about not being able to do all the stuff that you had planned. This summer, my band was going to play Peach Fest. My band was going to play Tumble Down. I have all these awesome recording sessions and these tunes I'm trying to get, cooking and whatnot. And I had, a headlining tour planned. I was really stoked to really, this be a big year. And now it's got to be a year of growth in a different direction. So that's a huge silver lining and got to make it what it is. And I'm just grateful that I'm healthy, my parents are healthy, my friends are healthy, my friends' parents are healthy, knock on wood, we're doing real well and taking it day by day, but making the best of a unique situation. So. Yeah,
and I do think you brought up some good points in there, Karina. One is that the greatest silver lining is our health, for sure. And even superseding that is that I think, in this era, there are incredibly important conversations, necessary conversations happening in the realm of politics, social justice, human rights, all of these types of conversations and protests and all of that are happening. Me and Karina are very aware of that. Me and Karina are actively reading, learning, participating in that. And that is the greatest silver lining of all. I just wanted to make sure that was said as well.
Yes. No, and I couldn't agree more. And that's a huge thing that's come from all this, even though, there's much discomfort and much, white fragility and call it what you will that's coming out of this. These are all incredibly important conversations we need to be having, incredibly important protests we need to be having. And, to make this a moment of change all around, not only internal, but external and hopefully, systematic and from top to bottom in this country, making it livable for all. That's the biggest silver lining of all. Totally. And we will continue to fight to make it so.
Hell yeah. And so then kind of jumping off of that, kind of talking about, how this is affecting things outside of the, medical community or our health, is Ben's next question has to do with the music industry and kind of how the music industry is reeling from the COVID-19 era. He said he wanted to preface his question with a shout out to NEVA, the National Independent Venue Association, who are fighting to get a federal stimulus package for music venues. He also said if people head over to saveourstages.com, you can send an email to your local state rep and show your support for independent music. So his question, kind of with all that information, is how can we speculate on the future of independent music venues? I'm going to toss it to you, Karina, because you interact with these types of venues in your, you know, your former life and your future life all the time.
Thank you for saying former and future, Raph. That means a lot. I like that. You know, it's a scary time, no question. And, you know, it just feels so full of unknowns right now. I think there will be a period of time where, you know, much like the way restaurants are starting to just have outdoor seating and limited capacity and spaced out stuff, you know, I think you'll see that in music venues as well, which will be, you know, 25% capacity, super spaced out, masks required, et cetera, for a hot period of time. And I think it will reshape what artists' deals are looking like, what, you know, guarantees might be, you know, not a thing of the past, but certainly, you know, I feel like door deals will become much, 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 much more prominent, even for more established acts. And I feel like there will be a period of time where both venue and artist, you know, agree to kind of, you know, nobody's going to make much money all around and just, you know, kind of prove that a show can play, as opposed to, you know, be a savvy business venture for both parties involved, you know? So I'm hopeful. I'm got my fingers crossed. You should absolutely, you know, go to that website that Ben has suggested and do what you can and tell your local officials that, you know, you care about your local live music venues, small or big, whatever it is. It's important. And, you know, I know if you're listening to this podcast, you care about it as much as I do. So that's my general speculation. And I don't know about a time frame. I have no clue about all of that stuff. And I think it's going to vary state by state in a very big way, which is going to make touring interesting. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, New York is looking so good by the day, but a lot of other states are looking so terrible by the day. So it's a confusing time. I'm just sitting here, bated breath, ready to go. Somebody tell me where I gotta go. It's gonna be great. I have a few curbside concerts coming up next month and the month after. Maybe I shouldn't even be saying this, holy shit, but private backyard parties. People have been so cool. I have best fans in the world, and people have, you know, it's not like I have publicized that I would do this, but people have been reaching out and saying, hey, would you consider coming to play my backyard for 25 of my friends? And the answer is yes, people. The answer is yes.
Oh my God, Karina, that's fucking dope. Like,
yeah. I got one in Vermont and then one in Jersey. And
would you come to Long Island?
Of course I would.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm gonna start talking to some people.
Yeah, here, why don't you call a guy about one of those things and see what happens. And by the way, don't clear out the sand, because I prefer to play in the
sand.
That's
what I'm saying, man. Like, I could build a stage out here. Fuck yeah.
I mean, I don't need a stage even. Like, literally, all I ask is that there's an extension cord and, like, accessible power. That would be great.
Oh, my God, Karina. I'm excited. Like,
the possibilities are limitless. The possibilities are limitless.
Well, that's awesome.
Oh, and there's one in Cape Cod. Sorry.
Oh,
holy
she's,
shit.
She's traveling all up and down the Eastern Seaboard, folks.
I mean,
man.
I'm good to go, y'all. I am good to go. If you want it, I'm ready for it. So, you know, I think it's all very cool. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of Prohibition. You know what I'm saying?
It is, yeah. There's going to be, like, speakeasy venues now, I feel like.
It's like, hey, this isn't like, you know, we want live music, like, do you want to play? And I'm like, yeah, I want to play. It's like, come to our covert backyard hang. You can play. I'm like, yeah.
Karina will get paid in grain
good.
Alcohol.
Because I am a junkie for the music, Raph. A real, I need a 12-step program, and it won't even keep me clean, baby. I'm ready to play. I love to play. Holy fucking shit. Anyway,
amazing.
Thank you.
Well, cool. That leads us into our next question from Ian. He said, drive-in concerts sound cool in the age of COVID-19, but would you trust a porta potty during quarantine? My answer is hell no.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is all going to vary, very, you know, from person to person, situation to situation. I mean, I've really enjoyed pissing in the woods, let me tell you. That's been great. I've never peed more outdoors than in these 3 months. It's been awesome. So I recommend that. Find yourself a nice bush to crawl into and make it rain. Oh, that's if you're a lady. If you're a dude, it's so easy.
Yeah, dudes have it easy. But be careful. If you're going in the woods, leaves of three, leave them be, Karina.
Yeah, definitely don't touch any of that. Oh, God. Terrible. You know, if it was a desperate, dire circumstance, I would go in a porta potty with a mask. You know, I mean, I don't like porta potties on a good day. I'm not going to lie to you. Those things are horrible. So in the age of infectious viruses, it's not on my, you know, top 10 list of things to do right now. But in a dire situation in the state of New York, not the state of Arizona, sorry, Arizona, right now, yeah. I'd probably get in there.
So that's a no from Raph and a maybe from Karina.
There you go. But again, on this podcast, we support knowing, you know, I feel like everybody's personal situations are going to become more and more kind of like, you know, if I lived with two people in their 80s, hell no, I'm not going to go in that porta potty. But I don't.
That's true.
But I don't.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? And if you do, don't go in that porta potty. What are you doing? Come on now. Come on. And by the way, I got antibodies, not to be that guy, but, you know, it helps a little bit mentally. I don't know. Anyway, good talk. Moving on. Thanks, Ian. Great porta potty question. I love that. Catch you at the porta potty.
Hell yeah. So, you two are going to be like, porta potties. Porta potty buddies.
Yeah, it's great.
Two questions from Sophie. First one is, have you felt overloaded with the amount of streaming happening right now? What streams do you make sure you never miss each week? Do you want to go first, Karina?
Raph, no, you should field that because you're the real streamer among us.
That's true. I try and catch a little bit of everything. This actually kind of segues perfectly into a plug for the Relic Stream Guide, relics.com/stream guide. It's like a TV guide, but for the internet. So I tend to, you know, if I want to watch something, I go on there and just see what's going down. As far as ones I make sure I hit every week, Fish is pretty much the only one. Dinner and a Movie, I've seen every single one. And I plan on seeing all of them, which is going to be kind of a weird badge of honor. But I think that's also like the Fish nerd in me that is very much like, I did all 13 shows of Baker's Dozen, and I watched every single Dinner in a Movie when it aired, and I did the Sigma Oasis listening party. So it's just me trying to rack up my Fish stats somehow, even though they mean absolutely nothing. I try and catch Panic every once in a while on Sundays, never miss a Sunday show. I tuned into some Dome Fest. Pigeons Playing Ping Pong did Home Fest a couple weeks back, so I did some of that. But yeah, mostly I just go on the stream guide. I do think I'm a bit overloaded with the amount of streaming happening. I think it's great. I think bands want to play. Karina has done her own fair share of live streams and IG lives and stuff, but there is a lot. The landscape is certainly crowded. But then again, you know, no one ever complained about too many flavors of ice cream. So I'm fine with all the streams all the time.
Amen, Raph. Amen. Well, you and I, you know, I mean, and I couldn't agree more. I think it's great. I'm so happy people have the options. It's funny to say because I'm totally like a creator of all that content and I'm so thrilled that people want to consume it and whatnot, but I have been consuming not a lot. And, you know, the difference between you and me in this crazy time is like I've never gotten less screen time in my life, you know, like I've literally like hardly crack open the laptop except for once a week to talk to you and record this and like, you know, to do some music stuff when it calls for it and whatever is clever and, you know, some email here and there, a little of this, a little of that, but I've not been streaming much. I have watched most every Dinner in the Movie, but not a perfect track record like yourself. I like it when they rage 95, dude, triple XL shirt, Trey.
Hell yeah.
Call me, totally. I tune into Panic when it's Hauser for the most part, but, you know, not with any real regularity, only, you know, if there's an OG Panic stream and my buddy Isaac is a huge fan, he's like, holy shit, we have to watch this one. I'm like, cool, put it on. Have seen a bunch of Biscuits. I like, you know, I like to check out some of the more vintage guys too, just because, you know, I'm curious about the eras that I missed of these bands, you know, and that's about it. I've been playing a lot, you know, and for a certain amount of time we went on IG Live every single night, and that, you know, we've since kind of tapered that off in favor of, you know, we've got a special yet to be announced little series that we're gonna launch soon, but more on that another time. But I think it's great. And you know what? The fans, I think there might be oversaturation, but, you know, people want it. They are good to go. And there's something for everyone. So keep streaming, people. Keep streaming.
Hell yeah.
All the people. You make it really go round for all of us. So thank you.
Hell yeah.
I think it's great.
Awesome. And then the last question from Sophie is, you're both badass women making waves in a generally male-dominated industry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you offer any advice for young women building careers in music?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You want me to go first? You want to go first?
Yeah, you go first, because you'll do it from your angle and I'll do it from my angle.
Right. Well, you know, I of course, it's something to think about and something, you know, I've been in, you know, only bands where I'm the only girl in groups of men and all and whatnot. Like, I don't know. I just have never really thought too much about it. I've just been kind of like, you know, I've always been friends with more guys than girls, just kind of shook out that way. Not that I don't have some very excellent girlfriends. Raf, namely,
oh.
But, you know, podcast wife, you know, it's all good. And, you know, I know it's of course, this isn't me saying, like, you know, the landscape for women is, you know, there's no question that it's wrought with complication and it's harder. And, you know, there are definite biases. And of course, I've loaded into a venue and the person there is like, hey, merch girl, you set up over here. And I'm like, no, dude, I play bass. You know, but any weird experience, like, you know, I really try and just brush off like water off the duck's back. And, you know, Lord knows I've had plenty of weird experiences. And just, you know, keep your head up, do your thing, do you. It does not matter whatever you are. Man, woman, non-binary, you know, whatever it is, just like do whatever it is you do, do it with passion, do it with fervor, find your people, whoever they are, and make stuff with them. And that's the main advice that I would offer. And that's just, you know, what I've always done without thinking, oh shit, I'm going to be the only girl, or like, wow, like, do you think it's weird that I'm the only girl? Or, you know, maybe I should find some more girls or something like that. You know, I've always just done what I've done, and somehow, knock on wood, it's worked out pretty good for me. And I've, you know, I've enjoyed every step of the way in this crazy world of mine and ours. So, I don't know. I wouldn't dwell too much on it, you know what I mean? And I would give the same advice to young gentlemen trying to forge their way, being in a band or working in the music business. Just like, you know, keep doing you, refine your skill, get as good as you possibly can, and start meeting people and do it early. You know, like, I interned, you know, summer between 10th and 11th grades, summer between 11th and 12th grade. And then the second I, you know, got to college, I had an internship that turned into a full-time job with Rocks Off. So, and that lasted for 7.5 years, you know, it's all just a matter of who you know and, meeting the right people and, you know, surrounding yourself with the good ones. So don't, and also, yeah, have no tolerance for bullshit.
Yeah.
If something feels wrong to you, get the hell out of there. It's not worth it, you know?
Yeah.
That's my advice.
Totally. And I think just pretty much my advice is the same as Karina's, just in a different industry. You know, if you want to write about music, if you want to have a podcast, if you want to do any of the things that even my job is tangentially involved in, start today. Like, don't wait. Email people, start writing on your own. It, you know, small jobs turn into medium jobs, turn into big jobs. I worked for my college paper, and then I took little jobs here and there, internships. If you're in college, get an internship yesterday. You can do it remotely. We have remote internships at Relics. Take no shit, like Karina said. If someone's being an asshole, don't put up with their bullshit. But also, don't be shy, I think, is a big one for me, which I think for Karina and myself was never something we had to overcome. But I know for some women that happens, that's a thing. You know, society sometimes tells women to be quiet. And in the music industry, you have to be loud because people aren't going to listen to you. So I would say take no shit. Don't be shy. Start working today, not yesterday. And if you happen to make your way up the chain like Karina and I have, help other women, which I think is a huge part of it. I mean, help men too, of course, but, you know, it helps a lot when there's another woman in the room, I think, for some people. So all of those things combined. And if you ever have a question, if you're a young woman and you want to get involved in the music industry, you can email myself and Karina at rafandkarina@gmail.com. We will email you back. I know even we had a young, I can't remember her name, but we had a young bassist hit us up and say that she thought you were an inspiration, Karina. I know it probably gets young women stoked to see you on stage rocking out.
That brings me unfathomable joy.
Yeah,
That's so lovely.
Subconsciously. Like, I think, you know, when women see other women doing cool shit, it makes them think they can do cool shit, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's the best, you know. When people, like, first started coming up to me after shows and tell me, you know, that whatever I bring to the table in my world, like, gives them confidence to, you know, bring their full selves to the table in their world, you know what I mean? Like, that was just like, holy shit, like, I can't believe that. So I never, like, thought of myself as, like, you know, an emblem for women empowerment. I just, like, was always very headstrong and, like, did my own thing, you know, mm-hmm. really marched to the beat of my own drum and, you know, didn't care about any norms societally or anything, mm-hmm. you know, and I still don't. So,
and I still don't give a fuck.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Just like, do you, if you can. It's hard. It's the hardest thing is to do you, you know, you're living in a capitalist world that wants you to do somebody else and button push for them until, you know, you die.
Oh.
So if you can do you, fucking A. It's the hardest thing. You'll work twice as hard, but you'll have your integrity. So
oof,
do that.
Love it, Karina. Great way to end it. Ooh.
Oh,
love
oh,
it. That was amazing. Oh. Ooh, I'm just like, ugh, anti-capitalism.
Oh, chills.
Yeah, yeah,
chills.
You love it. It seems we've come to the end of our road. We hope
holy
you felt
shit,
inspired.
Is that how we're doing? Sorry, I didn't know it was going to end like that. What else do you know?
No, but yeah. I'm joking around, but yes, people should be themselves. Don't be the first. Don't be the next somebody else. Be the first you. I think that's the nugget to take away from that. Subscribe to Relics Magazine. Of course, relics.com/subscribe. We have a great issue coming out. Still not sure if I'm allowed to talk about it. I think we've announced it. I think we're announcing on Monday. I'm not sure. Relics.com/subscribe either way. Follow us on Instagram @3from7. This is a Relics Media Group production. Our producer is Mr. Will Schwerd, #SchwerdUp. We also have a new intern helping us out. Shout out to Quinn, who's helping us on that social media plane.
Yeah, Quinn.
Woo! Yeah, and I think that's it, Karina. Any last words? Any final goodbyes?
You know, Raph, this has been, you know, an unorthodox episode, if you will. This has been different, and you know what? It's been fucking phenomenal. And I really have enjoyed it. I'm so thankful to all of our listeners. I'm still blown away that people listen to you and I gab on a weekly basis, and it brings me even more unfathomable joy. I'm a lucky girl, you know. I'm just lucky. Thank my lucky stars every day. This has been really real. I hope everybody out there is doing all right. I hope you're staying safe, staying sane. If you like streaming, I hope you're streaming. If you like hiking, like new outdoors woman Karina Reichman, I hope you're hiking. If you like staying in, eating bagel bites and raging to, you know, I don't know, the movie Hereditary, I hope you're doing that. I've had great filmic experiences recently, Raph. I've really turned a corner. I'll tell you about it off the air. Sorry. Holy shit. You guys. No, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
everybody?
Give us a tease. What are we talking about?
So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is Karina Reichman, who's, you know, up until recently, you know, was basically only had patience for really stupid comedies because, you know, the world was so heavy. I didn't need to have, you know, my hair stand up on end and, like, you know, have goosebumps and get all, like, you know, dramatic up in here with some good cinema. But you know what? We've watched some good cinema recently and it's been great. We've watched, you know, more than, like, just, like, slapstick, you know, stupid stuff. So we watched, we're digging deep into A24,
nice.
Like, you know, all of that. So we watched mid-90s. Great. We watched The Florida Project. Insane.
Haven't
crazy,
seen it. Heard good things.
Highly recommended. Crazy times. And we watched The Killing of a Sacred Deer. Ooh. Holy shit, you guys. You will fucking... I mean, I was scared. And we watched Ex Machina. And if you haven't seen that, Raph, you should watch it yesterday.
I haven't seen that. I heard good things, though. I love sci-fi, so I heard that was really good.
Oh, you're gonna like that. You're gonna like that a lot. And yeah, it's sci-fi, but it's like... Oh, man, Jesus. Oh, anyway, we've had a good... And when we watched, you know, this doesn't really count, but we did watch The King of Staten Island, which we totally enjoyed. And I know you watched that recently, too, right?
Yeah, I did watch it. I thought it was okay. I thought it, yeah. I don't know. I thought it was okay.
That's why I didn't mention it first for that reason, you know, because these other things greatly outweigh all that. But, you know, all in all, I think I'm making great strides, and I'm now kind of a junkie for like, you know, some kind of heavy drama, fucking situational craziness going on. So thank you, listeners. Thank you. I've gotten a lot of DMs from people being like, hey, you know, I hear you like Mr. Deeds, you know, you should check this out. And, you know, I'm greatly appreciative, and I've definitely watched all of those. And now I've taken a turn for the dramatic. It must mean I'm feeling pretty good inside, Raph. Now I don't have to just, you know, watch silly comedies. Anyway, it all is wonderful. Comedy is the best, but, you know, I'm down for some other stuff. Now, if you have recommendations of, like, some real deep shit that you think I would enjoy, based on what I just laid down, send me a DM, y'all, or send raphandkarina@gmail.com a hot take right there for me. Anyway, thank you, people. Am I supposed to be wrapping this up? Yes, I am. I hope everybody has a wonderful week. And, Raph, I really, really hope you have the week off of your dreams. You deserve it, and then some. And I hope you don't even touch a laptop or a screen forever and drink about 1,000 Mai Tais.
Woo.
And just enjoy yourself, dude. Really, you deserve it.
Aw, thanks, girl. Thanks, everybody. I'm off on vacation. Bye-bye.
Yay!